Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
I think this thing's on now.
Good. I don't have any idea what I want to talk about.
We are recording. This is the Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Haven't we already had a Thanksgiving
episode? We had a Thanksgiving episode. We talked about turkeys and stuff. We getting ready for Christmas. We just had the terrific time of delivering a bunch of gifts, angel trees, over to a local middle school. That was awesome.
You know, it was really awesome, and what would make it even more awesome is if we could see like the kids actually receiving the gifts, because you know, a lot of people are not as blessed and as good as a position as others, and you know, just the simple fact that they, you know, need an organization like that is just, I don't know, it kind of makes you. It's sad in one sense, but it's also a pretty joyful experience to take those over there and you know, just know that the 24 kids are going to have a pretty cool Christmas because of, you know, some giving people.
Is that how many were? 24 packages? 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bundles of gifts and stuff. So
yeah,
cool.
Some of them were really heavy.
Well, that must be good.
Figure that. And that's a couple of cinder blocks in the bottom.
Yeah, I had a grandpa that used to, well, as a matter of fact, and I got some of it from him, but I'll never forget when the girls were growing up, Papaw gave them snow shovels for Christmas. wrapped the snow shovels.
I wonder what these could be.
Wrapped the snow shovels up, but on the blade was taped cold hard cash. But I always got a kick out of that. So one year I gave Lisa car mats. Rolled up car mats in a box. Wow. She needed car mats, and she did need car mats.
Keeps on giving, Clark.
Well, I mean, you're going to use them every time you get in the car. You think, what a wonderful gift!
And you must be some kind of
hopeless
romantic.
I had taped a jewelry box to the inside the mats.
Oh, there you go.
But you know, it's that kind of stupidness.
You know, I've done stuff like that before in the past, but I don't think I've done the actual romantic part of it, like the actual real gift. Like, I think I bought my wife a toaster or some, like a mixer or something, you know.
Because it's what she needed. So there's nothing wrong with that to me.
You know, there is
We're
going
to get emails, you know.
There is not anything. And we've already talked about this a little bit before about the, you know, the man, the life, death-defying man cold or whatever.
Well, I think we're going to bring that up.
We almost need to.
But
we're practical. We are practical people.
If you need a vacuum cleaner.
Hey, what better thing to get you than a vacuum cleaner? I don't have to attach a diamond necklace around the carpet brush just to make, you know, just to profess my love for you.
So if you got Chrissy a vacuum cleaner for Christmas,
yeah,
would it be okay?
Well, I don't know, but since she's already bought herself one on Black Friday, then it's, you know. Are you okay?
Man, you caught me right when I was drinking.
Yeah.
And that went down the wrong hole there, because the 5 seconds of stuttering there was fantastic.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, okay, I'll get you a vacuum cleaner. What is that? Here's what I'm saying to my wife. This is what my wife probably thinks I'm thinking. Hey, our house is dirty. You should vacuum more often. Here's a new vacuum to do so. You know,
but you're not thinking that at all.
Not really. I mean, I'm trying
to help you out. You're not thinking that at all, right?
I do all the vacuuming in the house pretty much anyways.
Okay.
You know, so, but that's she'll cool. she'll get the new vacuum. She'll vacuum once or twice, and then she'll get bored with it, and then it ends up, you know, whatever. But you know, I'm not
bored with.
But I'm not one of those guys who do like you do. You know, I mean, I either get a romantic gift or I get a practical gift. I don't, you know. Well, makes the two.
We just dropped $1,500 on a van. Yeah,
there you go. Merry Christmas, so, Lisa.
You know, that if I could put that rack and pinion steering under the tree, it would be under the tree. I may just take the service requests and all that in and put it in a nice card and slip it right in there. Cause
like a card where money was supposed to go, but it's like the invoice.
It's the invoice. you can have Christmas, you're going to have heat in your van. So, yeah you got heat.
I would opt for heat.
I would.
Personally.
It was more than I wanted it to be.
It would be the merriest Christmas of all.
Believe me, it was more than I intended to spend. You know, just when you think, hey, I've got all this worked out, you get $1,500. Okay,
should we introduce ourselves?
We've probably
been rambling on.
We have a little bit already. This is Kind of Video Podcast. I am, as always, Kind of.
Yeah.
And this is Big Deal.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Mike. And that's Alan.
Yeah, I'm Alan.
And email us. I mean, we have our email all set back up.
I don't know. You say this every week, and I don't know. I don't know if it's true.
Kind of a Big Deal Podcast at gmail.com. I'm emailing myself just to make sure that it works.
You're going to write test in the subject?
It works just fine. Email us. You can tweet us. And, of course, we're on Facebook as well. Did you ever get the Instagram tied into it? You get that figured out?
No, just the
let's get our
Facebook page. But we had a Twitter page that I have since let fall into Twitter.
Well, I turned it back down on and everything, so it's running.
I'll just need you to do it on the phone.
Just have your tech people call my tech people.
Okay. Well, I'm my tech person. I'm letting you know right now, which is your tech person.
Well.
Please put it on my
probably
phone.
Probably during the podcast isn't the
how
time
am I supposed to get
service
how am I supposed to get these floods of emails coming in if I don't have it on my phone? Like, I could be missing a very important email now from maybe a sponsor, a potential sponsor. You know, I'm looking around,
or somebody who thinks that they're a big deal.
Eat fresh.
You know, someone who thinks they're a big deal and wants to be on the show.
We should do a PSA right now too, Katie Worth. If you're listening, keep working. Keep working.
Keep working.
Keep working that treadmill, girl. Turn the volume up and keep going.
Exactly. We'll be back later to encourage you to finish strong.
That's right. She's laughing now. She just fell off the treadmill.
She just fell off the treadmill.
She lost concentration.
Yep.
She stepped off the treadmill, hit her knee, and then did like a flip off the, you know, like you see on those fail army videos.
If she sues us, that's
she
on
cannot.
You.
Nah, she cannot.
True. That's true.
We got a stipulation.
She was, it was her fault.
Keep working, girl.
So, little did I know that we were so popular among the workout crowd.
We are.
Because, apparently whatsoever. So one of the things that's come up in the last couple of days is it's the winter season. Check local listings, but it's gotten cold.
And
you hate it. You hate the cold.
27 degrees is about.
Now, do you hate the cold or do you hate the snow or is it the whole thing?
Everything. I hate cold. I hate snow. You know, I hate rain because it rains up baseball games. I just want it to be 70.
Why don't you live in Phoenix
70 and sunny all year round? 70 and sunny all year round. But I don't ask for much, you know, but.
But
no,
you hate,
I hate
the cold.
Oh,
so
my
this
gosh.
Is the cold season. This is when people start to get sick because they go out in their shorts and when it's freezing outside and so on and so forth. So. My son-in-law apparently has what is being described as a life-ending man cold.
Who describes this?
That would be my daughter.
Yeah.
As a life-ending man cold. So that Trump brought up this whole discussion around, and I just feel like I'm not getting a support from the opposite sex on this, that a man's DNA is different. That if we soldier through so much, and if it's a cold bad enough to put us down, it could be life-threatening.
We have so much intestinal fortitude
that
anything like this, if it's that bad, it really is bad. Like I've seen, we can survive a lot of things. The fact that we're sitting here talking to each other means that we've survived life-ending man colds.
Sure.
We've overcome.
If it's bad enough that I'm on the sofa, down for the count, and I need, hey, sweetie, would you mind getting me a cup of tea?
What'd you tell her the other night?
Or whatever.
You were both on the couch. What'd you tell her the other night? If you're going to go upstairs,
yes,
you want to tell that story.
Yeah. you know, all I was saying was...
She snuggled up on the couch under a blanket, had no intentions of moving, and this is what you
she
said.
She wasn't going to move.
This is what you said.
There wasn't any movement there, and I said, hey, sweetie, if you're going upstairs, would you mind getting me whatever it was? At the time, I forget. And somehow I'm the bad guy.
So this is... That's what you said.
I just said if.
That's what you said.
I didn't say
this is what they hear. What do you think they hear?
Oh.
Will you go upstairs right now?
Yes.
Will you
stop what you're doing?
Will you
yes.
Will you become uncomfortable and chilly by taking that blanket off and getting up and going upstairs and getting me whatever I want?
So
right now.
And that's not what I said. Did anywhere in anything what I said sound like it said if
well,
you
been,
go upstairs.
You've been married long enough to know that that's not the case.
Well, come on now.
So, let's get back
so
to how hard
we're
we fight. Let's
we're
get back
sick,
to how we soldier.
Yeah. If we're sick, is it so wrong? Because it has to be at that point. If we're down for the count, it's serious. So what's, I mean, I'm sure if your wife is sick and you go and get stuff for her and all that kind of stuff. So
if my wife is sick, my whole world stops. It revolves around her. I do whatever she needs to do.
There it is.
You know, and I'm so glad that this isn't a live call-in show right now. Because
correct answer.
She would be calling right now and using words that are not fit for live radio.
We may hear about this, but I think we're on the side of right.
We're in the same boat, man. Like when I don't get sick very often. Like I get sick maybe twice a year. But when I do, man,
sick.
It's like
there's a difference between
I
got to
battle out of the trenches. Like I got to just I got to pull myself from the depths of hell just to survive. You know, I'm laying on the couch. I could poop through a screen door. I mean, you know, my nose, both nostrils are running. You know, my eyes are swollen shut.
Everything's throat.
Yeah,
you're
I can't
cold,
talk.
You're hot. You're both at the same time.
Oh my
time.
Gosh!
Yeah,
sweating like a pregnant nun.
Everything aches. To where you don't want to move.
But we power through.
Exactly.
Because we're men.
And all we need is...
Hey, this is going to be the best. We're going to get the best ratings on this show, by the way.
You know, just, hey, would you mind getting me a glass of water?
You can't say that.
Or whatever. It's just... So why at that point do we get... So back to the point of all this, why do you think my daughter calls this a life-ending man cold? I mean, that's not giving Matt the props. I mean, I'm sure he was asleep at 2:30 in the afternoon. He must be near death.
Is Matt alive today?
I think he made it. I think he pulled through.
Yeah.
You know,
just goes to show you.
Probably from the recipe of a hot toddy provided. And
it's like you said, it's in our DNA to power through stuff like this. I mean, not a whole lot of people survive life-ending man colds.
Yes, I just thought I'd bring that up. I don't see why, you know, we get the bad rap when we have a cold.
Oh, men are babies.
Why? Why? Why do we deserve that?
If it's bad enough, it puts me in that state, and it has to be. Not like I said, not very many people would survive that. We're blessed to be that strong.
I'm telling you. So you're gonna go see the Star Wars movie?
Nope.
You're it? You're the one?
I've never cared for Star Wars. I liked the first couple of them back when I was a kid, growing up.
The boys don't want to go see it?
I don't know if they do or not. I don't know if they're in Star Wars. I don't know if they're in... I don't think they're in the Star... You want a chocolate?
I'm thinking about it.
It's dark chocolate.
That's not the good chocolate.
Yeah. Well, you eat that, you tune in and you'll start, like, making passes at me. You know what they say about dark chocolate, right?
No.
Okay.
Is this like fortune cookies?
Look it up. Yeah. Look it up.
Okay. But this is a Reese's cup.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That's not dark chocolate. Oh. Put that right there.
What were we talking about? Star Wars?
Yeah.
Not interesting.
You're going to go see the Star Wars.
I know you're a big Star Wars guy.
Well, I just know that it's going to make a lot of money.
When have they not? Has any of them not made any money?
I think they're all hits.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that tell you something?
Well, they're not hits. In a sense where everybody loves them, they're hits in a sense where they make a lot of money. I don't know how that equation works out, but
I'm sure there's
probably the same six nerd, probably the same six nerds going
nerds.
To see it 100 times, right?
Nerds,
am I right?
I can't say that you'd be wrong in that well, there's a lot of repeat.
I shouldn't talk that way about nerds
because why?
It's just not very...
It's not nice.
You know, shouldn't let any unwholesome talk come out of my mouth.
There you go. So what's on the agenda for this weekend?
Well, this weekend.
You got all your Christmas shopping done?
We have, no.
What?
No, I have no.
That's the wrong answer.
We've got, I've got the basketball league, and we've got our family Christmas Saturday afternoon over my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that.
Getting early?
Yeah, we usually do it a couple weeks before Christmas because, we got 100 people in our family.
Snow may be falling. Yeah. Check local listings. Ooh.
Well, we got like 100 people in our family, so they all do their own things, closer to Christmas. So we usually do it a couple weeks out, and it's cool, We rent a place over in Indiana.
I was just going to ask if you hit somebody's house up with all those people.
Yeah, you know what? We used to do, we did, my mom has 7 brothers and sisters, so each year we'd rotate. Houses, so we'd go to the house, but the family just got too big. We've been having to rent a hall for like the last 5 years, I think, something like that. Because all my cousins are having babies, and
you get in there early and decorate and set it all up. And
not me.
Well, I didn't think you.
I don't know who does it.
But magically, when you go in there, it's all done.
Little elves,
and then you leave, and then it goes away.
Yep. It's Sunday we got the big musical production here at church, and that's going to be a big...
Two services,
yeah. So check it out if you're in the neighborhood.
9:30 and 11 o'clock Sunday.
Same service, no sermon, right?
Correct.
So for all you people out there who love Chip's sermon, sorry to disappoint.
He's interspersed like 7 different times through it.
But what's he going to do?
I believe the idea is he's going to be reading scripture and kind of telling the story as it goes along.
That's pretty cool.
I believe
that's pretty cool. It's always a good week. The tapestry.
Then after that, there's preschool programs and children's programs, and then
Luke Lyons Christmas Spectacular.
Luke Lyons,
with special musical guest David Crowder.
Crowder is showing up here at the church.
Yes, he is.
For that, I expect. Media coverage should be through the roof.
Well, it should be. You want to know something funny?
What's that?
So we're hyping the show up. We're hyping the LLCS up to the youth group, and the first time they and a special musical guest David Crowder, and everybody's looking around at each other, and I hear, "Who's David Crowder?"
Oh, ouch!
So I'm like, "What?" So nobody knows who David Crowder is. Which is highly unfortunate, because he is awesome.
That's kind of throws a wrench in the whole event.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
If nobody knows who your special guest is, are they really special?
Nah, they'll know by now. If they haven't Googled
it
by now.
Well, they'll recognize a song.
Yeah.
And they'll go, "Oh, that's David Crowder." Got it. Exactly.
I'm not sure how many of them listen. They probably all listen like DJX or something. I don't get it. How do you not know who David Crowder is?
But the Luke Lyons Christmas Spectacular should be a good show.
It's really going to be a good show. We're going to do it in the form of the Tonight Show. So we'll be doing a Jimmy Fallon type show. We're doing thank you notes, Christmas thank you notes.
Very nice.
We're doing the Christmas instrument video.
I know
the children's instrument video. Whoever the musical guest is, they go and play the little kids' instruments and stuff. So we recorded that last Wednesday, so it's going to be pretty cool.
That's cool. Speaking of, I know we were talking about this earlier. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Go see Jimmy Fallon and John Cena.
Falafel!
When John Cena was recently on the program and did the Mad Libs Christmas skit. It was hilarious. Not only was the skit funny, the whole getting to the point of filling out the Mad Libs was worth it. John Cena's got talent beyond pro wrestling.
He's funny.
He's a likable guy.
It's like The Rock. They all do, really.
Yeah.
The Rock's funny. But, it when I was watching that, it took me back to the old Saturday Night Live days, back when Saturday Night Live used to be funny. And just as a disclaimer, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in years. And, I stopped watching it.
If someone says, "Go see this clip," I look up the clip. Yeah. I don't watch the show.
It just got really, really unfunny for a long time. But back in the day,
when Fallon was on SNL.
Well, even before then, Dana Carvey and Steve Martin and all. Back in the day, I can remember my favorite part of that is when they started, like David Spade and Chris Farley did this a lot. They couldn't get through the skit. because every time they would look at each other, they would just laugh. And so
that became the game.
That became my favorite part.
Who can I crack up?
Well, that's what Fallon and Cena did the other night. Like, yes. They were trying to get through it, and so I'm like, yes, this is golden.
Speaking of that, and this is way back, but we watched the 50th anniversary of the Carol Burnett Show. Yeah. And that's 50 years. I mean, that's been, and she looked fantastic and everything. But they showed some of the classic stuff when that exact thing would happen. Yeah. Tim Conway
and Harvey Korman. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I turned it on the other night.
Tim would purposely not do the rehearsal as he was going to do it just to get him giggling.
You remember the Dennis skit?
That's a classic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's a classic. And he's lifting his hand up and it's just trying to keep sticking himself with it. Or the one where he talks about the Siamese elephants. And he does it, and Harvey Korman can't even look at him. He's got his head in his hands, and he's laughing so hard.
For those of you who can't see the effects that Mike was doing, he lifted his arm like an elephant trunk. And,
well, yeah. Look it up on YouTube if you know what I'm talking about. Siamese Elephant, Tim Conway, Carol Burnett Show, all those clips. I mean, but to your point, that
they just don't make them like they used to.
It's so rare, and Cena, Dwayne Johnson, there are some of them have made that. Yeah. That transition from, I guess, pro wrestler or entertainer or athlete to that
stuff. Have you ever seen the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart where they imitate each other and they're interviewing each other as the other person?
No.
Hilarious.
See, I've heard they actually became friends. And they've got another movie coming out, Jumanji. They remade Jumanji.
I love Jumanji.
That was a good. That was
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
I'll have to check this one out.
This one is the Jumanji. It's a video game. Yeah, and they get sucked into a video game.
Because there was no video games back when the original Jumanji came out, right?
And Kevin Hart and The Rock are together again. And it looks hilarious. But
Kevin Hart's hilarious.
What was the line from the trailer? He's like, because the student that becomes the character, and it's Kevin Hart in the video game, is like, where's the other 2 feet of my body? And of course, the one guy did not look like The Rock, and now is like, ooh, look at all this stuff. So it looks like it's going to be a funny movie. So I have to look that up. So there's some internet media clips.
There's your weekly
your homework. Get into
your weekly movie segment of the show,
and then go to YouTube or whatever, and look at those clips. Do yourself a favor and have a laugh.
Katie, keep pushing. Keep pushing on. You're almost done.
You can do it.
You got a half a mile left.
And if you're still listening and you've stopped already, get back in there and get back to work.
Feel the burn.
Get back to work.
You can do it.
So,
Katie Worth might be our number one fan, right?
And if you like to, if you too want to get motivated, just send us an email at kindofabigdealpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. So, we'll shout you out.
Kind of a big deal podcast is all one word @gmail.com. And we'll give you a shout out during an episode that will motivate you to be a better you or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever it is you do.
So, and I completely lost track of what.
Well, we didn't really have an agenda, so we're just kind of spouting.
No, this is kind of the post-Thanksgiving.
It's like the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Yeah, there's no point.
Isn't that what we billed it as when we first started? Mm-hmm. The Seinfeld podcast. A podcast about nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what this is.
It's taken off since then. It's gone viral.
It has. So I'd also like to thank our podcast host, Podomatic.com. Go to Podomatic.com, search through. There, you name the topic, and there's a podcast on it. It's fantastic. I rarely listen to live radio anymore. If there's something going on, it's a podcast, and I don't know if you hear that, but there's a car alarm going on off outside.
Maybe we should check it out.
It's not my car, so.
So, Pardon My Take is the number one podcast in the country. I think we're following closely behind at number two.
It's going to be close.
Yeah,
I don't.
So, Pardon My Take, kind of a big deal. Well, that's what I'm going with.
Pardon My Take. What do you listen to?
Not really, but when I do, it's really funny.
Who's hosts?
They were on Matt Jones. They were on KSR today because KSR is up in New York. Mm-hmm. Kentucky's playing there tomorrow.
Yep.
And they had them on.
Tomorrow being Saturday the 9th. Yeah. So depending on when you're listening to this, they're not playing tomorrow.
If you're listening to this and Kentucky has already played, let me know if they won or not, because I won't be able to watch it. I'll be at my family Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, send the emails to kind of the big deal podcast at Gmail and let us know the score.
Yeah. One of these days, we really should have like a live call. We should try to do a live call.
And we're
in live tweets and everything like that.
We're getting up. We're getting to the point to where, obviously, we need to have some guests in here. We can do Skype phone ins on that. I'm really hoping that Santa brings me some more recording gear so we can make this thing really happen. But instead, Santa bought a rack and pinion steering kit for the van.
And so it's Merry Christmas.
And a radiator and an oil pressure switch and all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, man. It's like Christmas came early for you.
Yeah, oh, man. It's everything I wanted. Just put a bow on it.
So shiny.
So, I mean, she had heated seats. Now, okay, here.
She could have survived with just her butt being warm.
It's and the back. I mean, that's
there you go.
And, I don't know. If my car had no heat in it, put on another pair of socks.
Kind of like suffering through the man cold.
It's just life-ending man cold. Yeah. That's what it is.
You had two pairs of gloves on this whole time? Yeah, it's Aspen. tweet us to tell us that movie reference.
Big Deal Podcast. At me.
Is it at me?
At me.
Come at me, bro.
Big Deal Podcast. We're on Facebook. And we appreciate all comments. Unless they're negative, then keep them to yourself. So
we'll put the negative comments on too.
I'll block them.
Is our Facebook page, can you like do a review?
Sure, absolutely.
Like give us 5 stars or 1?
Absolutely. And you can do the same thing on our podcast feed on iTunes and Google Play.
I'd be interested to see.
The more we have that, the higher on the search engine that we pop up. So,
I'd be interested to see the 6 people who listen to the podcast, what they would have to say.
I'm sure we're at the point we have dozens of listeners at this point.
Yeah,
right. They may not make it all the way through to this point in the podcast, but at least they start and go, what are the... Oh, that's not what I wanted at all. So
I think they're probably going to tune out right about the man cold, because if we have women listeners,
well, I'm counting on the women listeners getting so irritated they actually let us know. It's like, you guys are idiots.
Finish strong, Katie. Finish strong.
You should be done by now. So hopefully you've got all this finished up. The Christmas week, we'll figure something out. But upcoming guests, we're going to have someone from Kentucky Derby Festival on the podcast. We're going to have that's all I got. So
yeah, that's about it.
We'll get on that.
Maybe we'll have some musical guests.
You could have some musical guests.
Do a little acoustic set.
Kentucky basketball stars.
We could do that.
Former stars of Kentucky basketball. No, we've got connections. We just haven't used any of them yet.
Yeah, well, we're just getting back and running again. We're good. Once we get our feet settled in, and I don't know, is that even a phrase?
No, it is now.
Once we get our feet wet or settled in, I don't know, whatever. Speechless?
I was buffering.
No, I'm done.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Again, email us at kindofabigdealpodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on Facebook. Correct. Tweet us, all that good stuff.
At us at
Big Deal Podcast.
They're going to stop listening when I start talking about pooping through the screen door. That's when they'll turn it off.
That's the turn off moment. That'll be the, oh, it's that kind of a show.
Yep.
And I don't need
this
to hear
guy's
that.
Disgusting.
This is so gross.
Turn it off.
That's so Clyde. Gross. That's
I don't know who Clyde is.
Clyde?
Turn it off, Bill.
I don't want to listen to this.
This guy's gross.
Why is he talking about the screen door?
Says we can't survive a cold. Turn it off, Bill. I don't know what that is. It's my old lady impression.
You should keep that. That's a winner.
Poor Bill.
Yeah, because Bill listened to that all the time.
I know.
What's Bill sound like?
And if they didn't, they'll turn it off now.
What's Bill sound like?
Bill's like, whatever.
Virginia?
I don't know. You're talking to me, Virginia.
I don't know what Virginia.
Bill and Virginia.
Bill and Eunice.
Oh, man. Bill and Virginia, they're good people.
They are good people, but she, boy, man, she can
get these
she
idiots.
She can give Bill
idiots
a hard
on the
time.
Podcast again, Bill. I don't know, Virginia. I'll just turn it on.
It happened to me. It's not my fault.
Yeah, keep going, Katie.
Boy. But Virginia, she can be a pain.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. We hit the half-hour mark, and that's probably all we should put these people through.
Surprised we made it that far.
I'm Mike.
I'm Alan.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast. We'll see you later.
See ya.